1-800-273-8008 or visit mlmclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
David Blapping next.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump criminal trial resumed in New York City earlier today. At the same time in Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments of whether Mr. Trump should be immune from prosecution for actions he took during his time as president. President Biden in New York State to celebrate a tech company's plans to build a campus of computer chip factories, made possible in part with government support. Stocks closing lower on worries about a potentially toxic cocktail for financial markets, one where inflation remains stubbornly high, but the economy's growth stalls. The Dow is down 375 points, the NASDAQ losing 101, and the S&P 500 dropped 23 points today. This is SRN News.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
We appreciate that. Welcome to the second cup of idiocracy with our friend, the man with the 10-gallon brain from somewhere in Texas, not quite sure. David Blackman, how are you today, sir?
Howdy, y'all. I'm doing great.
You're not...
Hey, I can't see you, man.
Well, we've been trying to figure that out. I reached out to Joey Clark on the phone. We have been checking the camera light was on, but all it says is Blue Water Broadcasting. So... But you will be visible. They'll be able to watch you and listen to us. And it's not the end of the world because...
You sure is ugly.
No, that's not what I had in mind. I was thinking more... It'll still be usable. And I have no idea what the problem is with the...
All right, we'll go with it.
So I had to play President Pause. God, and then you look at the news today, and you don't even know really where to start. It's just... Oh, by the way, let me introduce you. Rosie has been under the weather this week, so we have Pam Dubuque joining us this afternoon. She is a listener, loves David Blackman. And
hi.
Hi, great to meet you.
Yeah,
nice
she's...
You
and that's the loss on the video end.
Yeah, I was worried about seeing
because
you.
Because I washed my hair today. You're missing my hair wash day.
So... But I'm glad you got to meet. She's been a tremendous help in Rosie's absence and is a very bright, I mean, very typical of my audience. Bright, intelligent,
true.
Yes. So we're glad to have her on board with us. And you want to start with the riots today?
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
They've even spread to Texas and other locations out of New York.
Yeah, Southern California, University of Texas, University of Michigan. You know, I don't know where else they might have gone today. It's really, really depressing in a lot of ways, but it was great to see the way the University of Texas school management dealt with it. President called in the campus police, who called the Austin Police Department, and they called in the Texas State Troopers, and there was about 200 to 300 police officers on that campus just rounding everybody up, and they arrested 57 students and ran the rest of them off.
Wow.
Good.
And nipped all that crap in the bud, and apparently there was early this afternoon an attempt to reform the protest, and the police ran in and said, no, you're not going to do this here. So UT President Bill Hartzell is a really good man. He is an excellent university president, and he's done an awful lot of good at that school. He's been there about 4 years now, and is just really a fine university president.
Of course, I remember when I was a college student, we had the Vietnam War protests and so forth, and protesting a war that is not being fought to be won with a very unclear end game in sight. You can understand that. Turns out they had good reason to be there. History has sort of proven them right.
Yeah.
But these are people that want to get out there and express their right to hate Jews.
I know. It's really very reminiscent of 1930s Berlin. And, you know, it's every bit as ugly. It, you know, unless the authorities step in very quickly and firmly, the end game to this, historically, we always, you know, it always ends the same way. And that's with a lot of bloodshed and tears. And, you know, there's no reason for it to end that way other than feckless management at these universities and a presidential administration that is too corrupt to care.
The stick poking the hornet's nest. But David, you mentioned in your blog today, and by the way, I want you to give your blog address now, if you wouldn't mind, so people can look up your work and subscribe and support it.
Sure. It's davidblackman.substack for politics and blackman.substack for energy.
Several years ago, much in the same way I found Mark Robert, I was looking for a fresh take on campaigning. And I found David and reached out and asked if he would do an interview. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I wish I could. It's been years.
Oh, it's been since the middle of the Trump administration. I think 6 years, probably.
Yeah. I think it was the run-up into the 18 election. Time goes by so fast, man. Yeah. I can't thank you enough for being part of what we do here. But can we talk about the Laura Logan article? Because this is nothing compared to what could be coming. Let's talk about that.
Sure, yeah. You know, she talks with a lot of people, intelligence. They're very in the intel community, and they're very concerned. You know, these are people who are not part, you know, the political appointees of Joe Biden. They're people, you know, in the bureaucracy, the career people who are very concerned about the security situation in this country. And you can see these campus protests are all organized by the same people. And I'll tell you how you can be sure of it. If you go out and watch the video clips of what happened at the University of Texas yesterday, you'll see that they were trying to set up a tent encampment, just like they've done at Columbia and Yale and Harvard. Mm-hmm. And at every one of those locations, they're all using the same tents. It's exactly the same tents.
Really?
These protest movements are being supplied probably by the same NGOs that are funded by George Soros, dark money organizations, right. Mm-hmm. That funded Antifa, that funded Black Lives Matter, that funded the Occupy Wall Street crap 15 years ago, funded
that.
The protest movements against Iraq and Afghanistan. It's the same NGOs, the same money coming in from the same billionaires funding this, and the goal of all of it is to create chaos in our society and bring down our government and our country eventually. And unfortunately, we have a presidential administration filled with sympathetic people to that movement. And so the situation is more dangerous now, really, than it's ever been. And there's just no telling if the polls continue to look iffy for Biden, and they look awfully iffy. You should not assume there's anything they won't do to preserve political power.
Right.
And that's essentially what Laura's writing about. She's very tied in with that part of the intelligence community, and has been for a long time. So when she writes something like that, it really catches my attention.
I find it odd that the intelligence community is admitting that there's this growing likelihood of some kind of terror event because of people that have crossed the border. But what are they doing?
Right.
What's the plan?
Right.
What are you going to do to stop it?
They're playing both sides with this right now.
They are.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they send Christopher Wray up there to testify to Congress, and he'll talk about how worried they are about the illegal immigration and not being able to identify these people, having no idea where they're going once they enter the country. And of course, all he's doing is just trying to create an impression among the public that there's somebody in the administration that gives a damn about it. But this is a situation entirely of Joe Biden's creation, okay? The border was completely under control the last 2 years of the Trump administration. He inherited a bad situation. He, and put policies in place and procedures in place that pretty well contained it. I mean, there were still people coming across, but it was a trickle compared to what we have now. Mm. And by the way, that's all being organized by the same people and financed by the same people funding these protests, okay? Tucker Carlson is about to, I don't know when he's going to put it out, but he's done an interview with a fellow named Michael Yon, who is a former intelligence agent, U.S. intelligence agent, and they're going to talk about Michael Yon has been down to Central America where these caravans are being organized. And he's going to talk about the dozens of different American U.S. NGOs funded largely by the federal government, in addition to the billionaires. They get a lot of money from the federal government that are down there organizing these caravans, recruiting people to come into the country. And it's a concerted effort to flood the country with these people. And, it's a situation that the administration is just completely disingenuous about all of it. Yeah.
The detail in the Laura Logan piece, it was really frightening because it gets into some of the obvious distractions that we're seeing now. And then raising the possibility of another plandemic with avian flu or some disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The H1N5 virus, the bird flu that's infecting cattle now.
Yes.
Is getting into the beef supply. And, she's concerned and they're concerned that that's going to be the next plandemic. That's going to force the use of mass mail-in ballots, which is the key to the Democrats' ability to steal the election, just like 2020.
You know, the common sense side of me says at some point, even die-the-wool Democrats are going to say, you know what, this...
Right.
The situation right now is bigger than my political affiliation. We cannot continue down this path. I don't like where this is going. And some of the things like another banking crisis... I don't know why they would reward the guy in office now if that occurs, but we've seen...
They have their own rationale for everything.
That's why we call it the idiocracy, because some things just can't be explained. But intel professionals, according to her, are looking for train derail runs like East Palestine and attacks on infrastructure. I mean, our infrastructure is being pressed to the limit as it is.
Well, they'll say that we're hysterical for thinking that any of this could happen.
Yeah.
My grandmother does. It's wild to me.
Man.
Does your grandmother not remember living through 2020?
You know.
I mean, that's what kills me about folks who call me a conspiracy theorist. You lived through it just 4 years ago, folks.
Yeah. And the world it has not been the same since, David. We have not completely come back from that at all.
Her head is so deep in the sand.
And there's still people that run around with masks in their cars.
I'm pretty sure she has one.
but we love her anyway.
Well, and half the campus, her. You know, if you look closely I at the campus protesters, most of them are wearing masks too. They're so brainwashed.
Oh, God.
They're still wearing COVID masks.
They told them to in the Craigslist ad.
You know, David, you mentioned something I didn't know about the style of tent being used at different locations. Yeah. Does that not bring back the, you know, and it was one of those stories that never really got off the ground, but it was true. The pallets of bricks that were there.
Yes.
For, so people could remember. Yeah.
Yes.
Could remember George Floyd in an appropriate way.
Right, just the white panel trucks. You know, there were videos of them. White panel trucks stopping under freeway overpasses, unloading pallets of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the day, all the Antifa people stop by and pick up as many bricks as they can carry to take to the riot, right? And BLM and Antifa, it's all really the same organization, essentially, just with different signs and different chants.
I just don't see how anybody with two connecting neuroreceptors can support anything of what's happening right now. And maybe I'm naive, David, but I think they're actually, in some instances, making Donald Trump into a sympathetic figure with this relentless prosecution. In fact, when we come back, let's take a look at what's going on with his cases. And I would like your take on this question when we come back, too. There's a story today that says Trump wants to win New York. Can that be done? Or is it even wise, as Mark Robert mentioned, for him to even stay there where they can throw him in jail? All of these things are on the agenda as we continue with David Blackman in our tour through the Idiocracy here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Greg Goodell, Pam Dubuque is here, and we'll be back with David in just a moment. When you have a legal situation confronting you and you need to select an attorney to help out, the first thing you need to do is just get over the idea that you can manage yourself through this without help. Don't do that. Asking for help is tough for a lot of folks, but it's a smart play. In fact, I have a Delkin Tomlinson client in the house with me here.
Yes.
You know,
a happy one.
And I'll tell you, a big thing in determining outcome and how you're going to make or survive a life situation is confidence. Not only confidence in the person you've selected, but the confidence they have in their expertise and their ability to help achieve the best possible outcome on your behalf. And you'll get that from Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. It's a vibe that just comes off them, but they've got the experience and the expertise to back it up. When you give your situation to them, you can focus on yourself and your life moving forward and take your own self out of that part of the process, knowing that whether it's a court of law, a mediation hearing, by the way, they are qualified mediators, whatever the mediators, whatever the situation demands, they're going to be in there and they're going to be your best advocate. If you need a consultation on any situation, including adoption and more, they can represent you pretty much anywhere in Alabama. 819-4810 is the number. 819-4810. Read the menu of all their legal services at this web address, thealabamafamilylawyers.com, for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Big dump in the market today. Brad McDonald next hour at 5:15 for analysis.
We still have some folks hanging out on the side of the road, I-85 northbound at the ramps to Taylor Road. They're off on the right. All ramps are open in Montgomery. Very busy around the boulevards, I-65 and 85 beginning to load up a good bit. And we're seeing more traffic outbound now on Troy Highway 331 and 231 to Wetumpka. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated on traffic. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PH02014, $3,700 due at signing.
36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through April 30th. USDA Family Pack Quarter Loin Pork Chops, $1.68 a pound. USDA Family Pack Cube Steak, $4.67 a pound. USDA Family Pack Chicken Thighs, $1.18 a pound. Get Bluebell ice cream, assorted flavors, half-gallon size, $5.62. The 56-ounce size, assorted extra liquid detergent, $2.87 each. Starkist Chuck Light Tuna, the 5-ounce can packed in oil or water, $1 each. And the 5-pound bag, fresh Vidalia onions, only $5.91. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center, in Prattville at 720 East Main, and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. You can't control the weather, but you can control your drive. Be aware of your surroundings in any weather. Be a defensive driver. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our great weather luck continues. In fact, I think it will right on through the upcoming weekend. Even the nights are milder. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 61. Then for tomorrow, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, highs in the middle 80s each day here, 70s down on the coast. Dry weather with lots of sunshine with the risk of showers and storms holding off till early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Everything that guy just says, bull. Thank you.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cicadas, hey, you in the trees, I'm begging you, please leave my home.
93.1 FM, WACD. We are in the middle of our second visit to the Idiocracy this week with our tour guide, David Blackman, along with yours truly, Greg Vidal, and Pamela Dubuque this afternoon. By the way, David, Pamela is not only a veteran, but has an incredible business here in town that is a health and med spa, and they do all kinds of amazing things.
Yes.
And I am
wonderful.
I'm a great example.
Pretty awesome.
Positive outcome.
I'll be there Tuesday.
Sounds good. I'll be there too.
We had touched on using Laura Logan's piece as the realm of possibilities. I want to get back to that on the grid. I mean, that's the ultimate way to kill as many people as you can.
Yep.
And it's frightening how many people would die in just a matter of days.
Yeah, it wouldn't take any time at all. And, you know, most people are not in any way prepared,
right.
You know, even to the point of having a few days supply of bottled water or, you know, a little food, canned goods, you know, that keep you alive for a week or so, you know, because people just don't think about it. People don't want to think about it. And the scary thing about the grid is, you know, if we keep going the way we're going, we're not going to need anybody to do a cyber attack on our grid to kill a bunch of people. We're doing it to ourselves. You know, we're closing down the Biden administration, finalized the regulation today.
Oh, no.
On coal-fired power plants, that's going to, you know, end up requiring about 70% of them to shut down. And that's base load, 24/7, reliable power generation that cannot be replaced by wind and solar. As much as the fantasists in the climate movement want to try to brainwash you with that, it can't. It can't. And at the same time, these idiots are also doing everything they can to try to regulate natural gas off the grid as well. And that's just literal insanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, natural gas and coal are two of our most abundant natural resources in the United States of America. We ship it all over the world because other people, other countries are a lot smarter than we are and continuing to use it. And a lot of it goes to China, folks. China's opening two new coal plants every week now. Okay, they're going to double their coal-fired power plant capacity by 2027 in China. Every week, China is doing more to increase its emissions than the United States is going to reduce this year.
Wow.
With all this insanity coming from the federal government. Okay, they do that every week.
We're the only ones that are expected to go along with this crap while China and India and these multi-billion population countries continue to do what they do. I can't understand why some of that energy isn't directed towards them.
Well, because the globalists don't want you talking about China.
No.
That's the dirty little secret, okay? The whole idea here is to render the Western world subservient to China. When you read the World Economic Forum's Agenda 2030 plan, which is being pushed by the Biden administration, the Trudeau administration in Canada, the European Union, the lunatic government in the United Kingdom, which is run by a bunch of mental midgets. It's all designed on Agenda 2030, okay? And Agenda 2030 is Chinese-style communism globally, complete with a social credit system. That's why they want to implement the digital currency that will enable the government to track every dime you spend in your life, okay, and keep score on what you're doing to either raise or lower your carbon footprint. And you're going to end up with a score on that's going to systematically, they'll start denying you the ability to travel, they'll deny you the ability to buy luxury goods, they'll deny you the ability to buy a new gasoline-powered car and force you to buy an electric vehicle. They will be able to, set the temperature on your thermostat remotely. That's what this is all about. And, you know, China's had a social credit score in place since, 2012, I think, and has been using this system successfully for a dozen years. And that's what they're trying to bring here. And if you reelect Joe Biden, And this administration doesn't have to worry about running for re-election again. You know, I mean, as bad as it's been this first 4 years, they've had to really restrain themselves in a lot of ways, you know, in order to have some chance of being reelected. Well, you know, I mean, second term is all you can serve, right? So all limiters will be off in a second term, and it'll really get crazy then.
And in such a way, the ultimate dread is that as bad as it can get from here, the freedoms that we will lose, the choices we will lose, that they'll have it so screwed in that no election could, and no candidate could ever undo the damage that will be done. It's over.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's the goal, of course. I mean, even these regulations, you know, are very difficult to unwind. You get towards the end of May, and so we do have this thing called the the Regulatory Review Act, which Donald Trump's administration used to a good extent when he had when his first 2 years he had an all Republican Congress, majorities in both houses, and Congress can use the Congressional Regulatory Review Act to rescind regulations that are finalized by the previous administration within the last 120 legislative days, I think, of the year, or 100 legislative days of the year. And that deadline is going to come along about the middle of May. And so anything they've managed to finalize before you reach that threshold, Congress won't be able to review, but then everything after that will become a candidate for rescission under Congressional Review Act, and Congress was able to rescind like the original Waters of the United States regulation that would have had the EPA giving them the ability to regulate drainage ditches in your swimming pools and, you know, the road system in any city that uses the roads, the streets to run off. Like the city of Houston designs its streets to serve as conduits to run rainwater off into the, I think there's six different bayous that flow through the city into the Gulf of Mexico. And so the EPA would have had the authority to regulate, to manage the city of Houston's city streets and any other city in America that uses streets for that purpose. And so, you know, Congress was able to roll that back and a lot of other really awful stuff the Obama people had put in, but so we're seeing this mad rush right now by the Biden administration to get as much done as they can before the middle of May.
Oh, and making everybody happy. By the way, that core inflation number doubling, there's no end to inflation. At some point, the numbers are going to tell a compelling truth. And he wants to let the Trump tax cuts expire and raise the capital gains tax, and they can't keep their hands out of our pockets.
Yeah, Greg, I mean, he wants to raise the long-term capital gains rate, which currently is at 15% and is a big driver. That low tax rate is a big driver of major investment in new infrastructure and buildings and, you know, all sorts of stuff in the United States. It's really driving the economy. He wants to triple that to 44.5%. Well, that's just immediately going to create a recession. Just that change alone. And then to rescind the Trump tax cuts is going to be a pretty significant tax increase on every American taxpayer. Now, folks who don't pay taxes, income tax, well, they're not going to have to worry about it. But folks who do, which is the majority of adult people in the United States, right, are going to see a very significant tax increase on top of inflation, on top of the high cost of everything and high utility bills. And so, I mean, it's what he's proposed is a formula, you know, for a replay of the Great Recession and maybe a depression. I just, you know, it's insane. It's literally insane economic policy.
You know, the impact, one of the things that this, and this, by the way, is on my Facebook wall or in David's blog, how fast things can go downhill. When emergency generators run out of fuel, it takes 3 minutes for people on life support to die. When people are without shelter, either in the cold or when there's intense heat like June or July, it takes about 3 hours for the elderly and most vulnerable to start dying from heat stroke. And we saw that in Chicago in the 90s, that one summer. There were hundreds that died during that heat. After 3 days without any water, people start dying. After 3 weeks without any food, people start dying. I mean, this is a very dire situation. And
it feels like we're on a plane and the pilot has us, you know, eventually landing, nose into the ground.
Yeah.
And we're just going down in a spiral, slow, just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah. You're on a plane with a drunk pilot.
Oh. Yeah. There you go. I think I need a cigarette now. which I will go do quickly. We have a break coming up. David Blackman is our guest. We're going to continue into the weekly, semi-weekly exploration of the Idiocracy. We're going to talk about some polling numbers that's out, NPR, the TikTok ban, and Trump's reception in New York, and stories that say, you know, he could win that state over Letitia James or Alvin Bragg's sizable dead bodies. We'll be back with David in just a moment. A reminder that the best way to keep your power costs down as we head into the hot weather season here is to get a Clark's Club membership. It's $180. You've got the best HVAC techs who will come out twice within a 12-month period to tune your system, make sure that it's clean, running efficiently. If there is a repair that needs to be made, you'll get that at a discount on parts and labor. And then at any other point, if something happens, it's a machine, and you know how machines can be fickle sometimes or unpredictable. You've got priority service guaranteed to you by Clark's. 277-2125. I lack the technical knowledge. Today is Hug a Plumber Day. Well, aww. I would just love to hug all the plumbers at Clark's. I think I've used all of them over the last 10 years for various things from water heater replacement and leaky faucets and knobs that completely came off. I have a crisis a year with plumbing. I take it in stride because I know that they can fix the issue, diagnose and fix. You'll have immediate access to them as well. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99002. Traffic time, 437.
Well, if you're traveling out I-85 this afternoon, taking Taylor Road exit, got an accident right at the ramp, but it is off on the right side of the road. All lanes are open. They're still there. Please watch out for anybody walking around at that accident when you take that ramp. Boulevards are still busy and congested at places like East Boulevard and I-85. Also, Troy Highway in front of Baptist on East South. Even around the TA Travel Center on South Boulevard at I-65. Got a good bit of business going on there. No other problems we're aware of at the moment. Prattville Millbrook with Tumka giving us all clear. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has repeated once again his objections to the two gambling bills that are currently in a conference committee within the state legislature. Marshall was speaking recently on Talk 99.5 out of Birmingham when he said he would not vote for either of the two bills. Marshall's main objection is the way in which the enforcement of the gambling laws are placed under the authority of a gaming commission and taken away from the existing law enforcement agencies. Marshall objects to a new authority being created in this matter and says that illegal gambling that's already going on in counties could be eliminated if only law enforcement within those counties would do their jobs. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A suspect involved in a police pursuit and then crash has now died in a Birmingham hospital. The victim is identified as 35-year-old Antonio Davidson of Birmingham. The passenger that was in the car that was being driven by Davidson told police after the crash on 8th Street that Davidson pulled out a gun and turned it on himself. The police chase all started when a narcotics special unit spotted suspicious activity going on within that vehicle in the city of Homewood. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announces a plan to remove a dam in Coffee County. The Elba Hydroelectric Dam has become a hazard to fish and wildlife and has increased the risk of flooding for the town of Elba. The removal project will cost nearly $2 million. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our great weather luck continues. In fact, I think it will right on through the upcoming weekend. Even the nights are milder. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 61. Then for tomorrow, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, highs in the middle 80s each day here, 70s down on the coast. Dry weather with lots of sunshine with the risk of showers and storms holding off till early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just had to post some sad news on Facebook. One of the founding fathers of the Moody Blues has passed away this afternoon, Mike Pinder, at age 82. He was the keyboardist for the one band I would go out of my way and pay any amount of money to see today. From the 1973 classic, I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band. And David Blackman, I was a young DJ in the business. That was one of the first songs I played. I hate to admit it, but it was brand new when I did.
Yeah, they were a great band. I never had the pleasure of seeing them in person.
I've been to about a half a dozen, but spread out over time. They never disappoint. They never disappoint. Although one of the guys, I don't know if I've mentioned this 40 or 50,000 times since I've known you, David, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
The band. And one of the guys, the drummer in the band, the late John Panazzo, I was telling him how much I love the Moody Blues. He says, they suck. They sound like Sandler and Young. Do you remember them? They were like a summer variety duo that did these, you know, they just killed time on one of the networks during the, I believe, the 70s or very early 80s. And that ruined it for me for a while. These stories that we have to tell. Hey, can we drop by New York real quickly, David? I saw that Harvey Weinstein's conviction was overturned. What does that mean? Is he going to get out of jail?
Well, he was convicted in two cases, okay? Oh. So he was convicted in one in New York State, one in Los Angeles. And the one in New York State was overturned because of misconduct on the part of the prosecution. He had a 16-year prison term related to that one. But on the one in California, he had a 23-year prison sentence, and that one's still in effect. I don't know if the same appeals process or case might apply to that Los Angeles case. I doubt it. But he's still in prison and doesn't have any real prospects of getting out anytime soon. It's still, though, I mean, people who advocated for that conviction are pretty outraged by it being overturned. But it was overturned by a 6-judge appellate court panel, and 5 of them were women. So, you know, you can't. Yeah, at least that one argument got taken away. I have, by the way, no sympathy whatsoever for Harvey Weinstein. He was a monster.
Yes.
And he can rot in prison as far as I'm concerned.
And the truth of the matter is, David, he was... It was like monsters in film land. It's loaded with guys like him.
I was going to say, yeah. He's just one in a sea of them.
Who got caught. The casting couch system still exists. And in fact, I know of a young man who just won a $6 million judgment against Disney. He was one of their teen stars because he got raped by one of their executives.
Wow.
Right.
And that documentary that's on Netflix.
Right. The Nickelodeon one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That one, what's being revealed is absolutely sickening. So, yeah, no fan here.
Well, I just hope very soon we get to see a similar documentary about Disney.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath, but.
Can't support them. Yeah. I will not support them in any with anything that they are affiliated with under their corporate umbrella. And then Trump is, there's an article today, I think it's on Liberty Daily, that speculates that he could win New York. Now, Mark Robert says what he needs to do is just get the hell out of the state so they can't put him in jail.
His heart's there, though.
Well, that's so probably not bad advice. I hate to say that I don't think he has any chance of winning New York. I think the people in New York City are so brainwashed. I mean, he's gotten a nice display of support from the union workers this morning. There was a lot of them turned out for that. He had a great reception in Harlem last week.
Yeah.
I mean, there are pockets of people who do understand in New York City what is happening here. But by and large, the people in New York City have been brainwashed for a long, long time. And I mean, these are the same people who reelected Bill de Blasio, for crying out loud.
I know. Yeah, I remember that.
It's just with like 70% of the vote, you know, I mean, it's just they are just clueless, brainwashed people who don't understand anything about what's really happening around them or why. And so, you know, you could put a Kleenex on the ballot with a D by its name, and the Kleenex is going to win the election.
It's not what's happening, though. That was a terrible play on words, and there'll be more to come before the afternoon's over.
That was actually pretty good. It took me a minute to catch it, though.
Ah, you did get it. How much are you buying into, again, the common sense? Whatever,
I know.
Says, how could anybody vote for Joe Biden and 4 more years of what's happening now? We're going to talk to Brant McDonald at 5:15 and get a take on this disastrous economic news today. Horrible. It's all bad.
If not that, can't we agree that it's elder abuse and we're just not in favor of that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It is elder abuse. Yes.
It is.
Yeah,
no,
you're right.
Who's in favor of that?
He's a puppet. Confirm. I've been talking about elder abuse as it relates to Joe Biden since he declared for the presidency.
Absolutely done that, David. In fact, is elder abusing caretakers, you use that phrase frequently, and it's absolutely 100% true.
And it's not any secret, Joe Biden's been having issues with dementia since midway through his term as vice president. I mean, people began to notice that he was losing words and having fits of anger for no apparent reason and requiring more and more medication. That's why I will guarantee you folks, there'll be a book written here in a few years after he leaves the presidency that confirms that the reason why he goes to Delaware almost every weekend is so that his doctors can medicate him.
I'm sure.
Intravenously. And in secret, because they don't keep logs of the visitors, even though that's illegal, but the Secret Service is not keeping logs of the visitors to that home in Delaware. And we all know why. I mean, well, we don't all know why, but anybody paying attention knows why. He can function for a few hours at a time. He doesn't ever take any kind of event on his calendar before 10 a.m. Eastern time or after 2 p.m., unless it's an extraordinary situation.
Right.
He'll do a state dinner every once in a while.
He's serving his uncle at the next state dinner.
But he's just not capable.
He's not, and it's terrible that they're doing this to him, for real.
That whole story about the uncle devoured by cannibals.
I know.
That's produced some pretty funny memes.
I've been seeing it on my Facebook every day.
But we got to do more than fight back with good memes. You know, what's it going to take? David, it's like when a career criminal like George Floyd can precipitate this nationwide revolt, right? And you've got civic leaders bowing down at the altar of this career criminal. Tucker Carlson made a great case for the fact that it was all crap anyway, because the initial coroner's report did not say asphyxiation. It was overdose.
No, he died of a drug overdose. Mm-hmm.
So why is it that on our side, why is it that we as people cannot be outraged enough by the Lake and Riley story, among many, but just picking that one as a focal point to say we've had enough of this crap and we're going to fight back? And if you don't pay attention to what you're going to pay a hellish price.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, so much of it, of course, the problem, so much of it is the news media and the fact that about 98% of the nation's news media is nothing but propaganda organ for the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so most people, I mean, you go out and interview people on the street and you see it all the time on Jesse Waters' show and other shows on TV. They'll go out and interview people, average people, walking down the street in certain cities, locations, and just ask them if they even know the name of who the president is, and most of them can't answer the question. You saw the interview, I'm sure, with the young lady at Columbia University participating in that protest. And just a simple question, well, what are you protesting?
Yeah.
She had no idea.
Right.
No.
She had no idea why she was out there chanting intifada is the only answer, which is intifada means we're going to kill all the Jews. Okay.
And
she has no clue what she's doing out there.
Yeah. Hardly a surprise. It's just so incredibly disheartening. So what will they riot over this summer? What will be their, is it something
pretty well cooked in the books now. It's all going to be about Hamas and Gaza and Palestine, because the Netanyahu government is not going to relent. And so that gives the organizers and funders of these demonstrations the opportunity. There's their rationale right there. And so that's what it'll be about.
You know, through the first part of my life, I could always stand in the other side's shoes and maybe see their point of view.
Now,
it's like, people, What's wrong with having a nice job, getting married, having a family, a nice house, a couple of cars in the garage, and raising some good kids? They don't seem to be the least bit interested in this life at all.
Because that's what they expected of them or wanted of them. They just, they butt against that so much. Yeah.
I just can't do that.
I think a lot of it has to do also with spirituality. You know, these young people don't have any religion, okay? Well, real religion.
That's true.
So they have little meaning in their lives,
they
any real meaning.
Themselves.
And so they're in school and they're easily impressionable, and you got agitators out there telling them this is important, and they latch onto it as a sort of, with a religious fervor, just like the environmentalists have latched onto this climate change narrative and turned it into a real, true religious cult globally. And you know, a lot of it just goes back to people not having meaning in their life and looking for something that they think gives their lives meaning, you know, even though it's all a crock of horse manure.
Uh-huh.
But this is just, I think a lot of it just has to do with the destruction of the Christian religion here in the United States.
Not that I could understand why we even have swing states at this point in our history, but Trump is leading Biden in 6 out of 7. Who's the stronger in that group? Is it Pennsylvania or Michigan?
Pennsylvania was the only one. He was one point behind Biden. He was well ahead in every other. And the states were that they looked at were Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada. This is the Bloomberg...
Siena,
Not Siena, but Morning Consult poll, I guess, a monthly thing. And just a month ago, you know, Biden had gotten a bump out of the State of the Union, like a president always does, and those states had all evened up, but now they're, you know, back to these blowout conditions. I think, you know, and I think Mark Gruber says the same thing. There's a limit to how many votes the Democrats can steal.
Yeah.
Before mail-in ballots, that limit was 2-3%. You know, now with mail-in ballots, if they succeed in forcing mail-in ballots, and by the way, if the Gaza conflict goes away, they'll stage some other false flag thing.
Yeah.
To create the rationale for riots in the streets this summer. We're going to have riots in the streets this summer about something.
Mm. So my question to Pennsylvania.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
I'll leave it at that.
Well, you know, Pennsylvania is just it's a weird place. Part of it is, Mark, that the oil and gas industry, the Marcellus Shale boom, is over. The boom is over, and now you're into the development phase of that enormous, the biggest natural gas resource on the face of the earth. And but you're running less than a third of the number of drilling rigs that you were running during the boom, and it's a lot less jobs, a lot less families' livelihoods depend on that industry now, and that has a lot to do with it. And you know, it's just, but it's just the changing different demographics in the population too. You know, a lot of the illegal immigrants have been sent to Pennsylvania, and of course the Biden administration is planning, or the Democrats are planning to find ways for all of them to send in a mail-in ballot.
Well, I know this about the left. Whatever's causing them to fill their diapers on a daily basis,
it's the end of the world.
Everything is the end of the world. We know it. David Blackman, again, at the end of our second tour of the Idiocracy this week, I can't thank you enough for the time you give us and for the wisdom that you share and impart. We're very, very grateful. Please.
Well, thank you. This is, you know, again, it's something I really love doing, and really appreciate y'all having me do it.
Please give your blog address one more time.
Yes, davidblackman.substack for politics, blackman.substack for energy, and I write about both every day.
And he's got
I hope you all have a great weekend.
When he talks about energy, take him seriously. He spent his life in it, and he tells the truth. We're so grateful, David. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You too.
Take care, my friend. There is